Zvachim Perik Beis, Mishnah Dalad 2:4, and the Mishnah is going to elaborate on what we said in the last line of the previous Mishnah, which was that if you have chutz lezamano thoughts, thinking of offering the carbon or eating it in the improper time, so then the penalty is karas for eating such a carbon, but ubilvad, provided that shiakriv hamatir kimitzvaso, as long as it's the rest of it is done properly, exclusively the problem is just chutz lezamano. So the Mishnah is going to elaborate at a length, giving illustrations of what it would mean to be just like so, and when it isn't that case. So it says the Mishnah inside, Ketzad karav hamater kemitzvaso. What does it mean? What scenarios is it that the carbon is being done in such a way that your karav hamater kemitzvaso, that you've offered the matir, the blood, the permitting element? It's called, I should speak this out here, the blood is called the matir, permitting, because one can't do the emurim on the mizbeach or eat the meat until after the blood has been offered. So the blood is like a required preliminary, the matir, which renders the rest of the sacrifice permitted to be eaten, whether by the mizbeach or by the kohanim or the bailam. So that's why the blood has to go first, and it has to be done kimitzvah, so the blood offering has to be done kimitzvato, totally appropriately, correctly, other than it had chutz lezmano thoughts commingled into it. So, examples of when it is going to be a pure chutz lezmano issue and therefore carry the penalty of karas for consuming that meat. How's it? For example, shachat b'shtika, he slaughtered it uneventfully with nothing controversial. Baruch Hu says b'shtika means below machshava haposelis, without any invalidating thought. Okay, so he's not thinking lo lishma, not thinking chutz lemakomo or the like. Now, there are those who are medayik from this. Normally, you'd expect the lashon probably to be, if you mean just he shechted it without anything untoward, you would think shachat stam. He shechted it, you know, without any thoughts that are relevant. B'shtika literally means in silence, and therefore there are those who learn that for this wrong thought to be a problem, you'd have to not just think it, but to speak it out. That's why you say shtika, in silence. If you didn't speak it out, it's not relevant. That's how others learn, but not the Bartanura, clearly, and like the Rambam. So in any case, here the Mishnah says, shachat b'shtika, nothing went wrong with the shechita part of it, and then kibel, he received the blood, v'hilech, and he transported the blood, v'zarak, and or he applied the blood, chutz lezmano, thinking in his head to consume or to put on the mizbeach the relevant portion in an improper time. So that's the only problem. That's the problem of pure chutz lezmano, and therefore it's called pigel, and that's called karav hamatir kemitzvaso. Similarly, o sheshachat chutz lezmano, the shechita was done with the wrong thought of chutz lezmano, making it pigel, and then kibel, he received, vehilech, vezarak, he transported and applied the blood, b'shtika, without anything else going on. No other problems. Or if he does any or all of those steps, thinking chutz lezmano, but nothing else. So then, zehu shekarav hamatir kemitzvaso. That's the scenario where the blood was offered as it should have been, meaning besides for the chutz lezmano thought, and therefore makes it pigel and chayav karas if one eats from that. Ketzad lo karav hamatir kemitzvaso. What's the examples of where it wasn't, that the blood wasn't offered kemitzvaso, meaning that even though, yes, the person did have chutz lezmano thoughts during at least one of the four essential blood avodas, but he had other invalidating thoughts as well, meaning that in total now the thing is not pigel, not chayav karas for eating it, because it's not a pure chutz lezmano violation. So what are the scenarios where lo karav hamatir kemitzvaso, that the blood didn't arrive as it should have, lahalacha, meaning there's other invalidations that occurred as well. For example, shachat chutz lemakomo, he does the shechita thinking chutz lemakomo thoughts, that's not the chutz lezmano thought. And then kibel vehilech vezark chutz lezmano, then he receives and or transports and or applies the blood thinking the wrong thoughts of chutz lezmano, wasn't pure chutz lezmano, and therefore it's not going to be the issue of chayav karas for the meat. Another example, sheshachat chutz lezmano, the shechita happened with the pure chutz lezmano, so I mean the shechita, the chutz lezmano pigel thought happened first, but then kibel vihilech v'zarek chutz lemakomo, but then he received it and or transported and or applied the blood with other wrong thoughts of chutz lemakomo. Or sheshachat kibel vihilech v'zarek chutz lemakomo, or he, in addition to having the chutzpah zman thought, he does any one of those things or all any of them. He's shochet or receiving or transporting or applying the blood with chutzpah makoma thoughts in addition to chutzpah zman thoughts. So those, again, it's not pure chutzpah zman and therefore wouldn't have the chiyuv karas for eating the meat. And now we're going to say ha-pesach va-chatas. You recall from the first parak that those two korbanos, if one thinks, has in mind the wrong type of korban, called lo lishmo, again, it makes the korban invalid. It was unique to those two. So ha-pesach va-chatas she-shachatan. If the shechita happens shlo lishman, so he takes a chatas. He shechts it, having in mind that he thinks it's an asham. So now it's made it invalid. But then he proceeds, and kibo v'hilach v'zarek chutz lizmano. Then he does the receiving the blood and or the transporting the blood and or the application of the blood with the thought chutz lezmano, he's going to either he'll consume it or the mizbeach will consume it in the improper time. Again, it's just not a purely an issue of chutz lezmano because also we had lo lishman mixed in, and lo lishman is invalidating thought when it comes to a chatas and a pesach at a time. Again, this is not purely done right. It's not done purely wrong with chutz lezmano, therefore it won't be subject to the penalty of karas. Oshe shachat chutz lezmano, or he does the shechita with the wrong thought of chutz lezmano, so now this is potentially going to be a pigle, but then kibel vehilech vazarak shlo lishman, then he does the receiving of the blood and or the transporting of the blood and or the application of the blood with another invalidating thought of shlo lishman, the wrong korban of mind. Again, they're talking a chatas here or a pesach in its time. Oh, or sheshacht vekibel vehilech vazarak shlo lishman, or if in addition to having thought chutz lezmano thoughts, he does the shechita or the receiving, the slaughtering or the receiving or the transporting or the application of the blood with the wrong korban in mind, not chatos or pesach as applicable. Zehu, these are examples of shlokarav hamater kemitzvah. So these are examples where the rest of korban wasn't done correctly, so when the blood was applied, it had other problems besides for chutz lezmano, and therefore while the korban certainly is invalid, it doesn't carry with the penalty of karas that a pigle korban would, if one eats a kazais of the meat.